The war may be entering the endgame phase, and Saddam Hussein may be at the end of his regime. But for many Muslims, this war is not about Saddam Hussein, it's about Islam. Over the weekend, the top cleric in Egypt gave his blessing to anyone who wished to help Iraq in its war against the United States. Mohammed Sayed Tantawi, the state-appointed Grand Sheikh of the Al-Azhar Mosque, said the war was an attack against all Arab countries. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Cairo.
Outside the Egyptian Lawyers Syndicate in downtown Cairo, a defiant sign of the times, no matter what the news from Baghdad. "Let's go for jihad," reads the banner across the front of the building. One nation, one enemy. Organizers say more than 7,000 Egyptians have volunteered to fight in Iraq against the Americans. Saeed Abdul Majid is one of them. "I was very pleased they opened the door to jihad like this," Abdul Majid says. "We want to help the Iraqi people and the Muslim people as well, because this is a war against all of us, against Islam," he says. The door may not be open as wide as he thinks. The lawyer syndicate says it isn't taking any new applications, under pressure, some say, from the Egyptian government, officially a U.S. ally. But the sentiments expressed by Abdul Majid are being heard more frequently in Cairo. Demonstrations like this one at Cairo University are increasingly painting the war in religious terms as a clash of civilizations and religions. Mohammed Kamal teaches political science at Cairo University. In the past, he says, such talk was heard primarily from the Islamists on the fringes. Not anymore.
"I keep hearing that from my students. This is actually a religious war. It's a war by the Christian West against a Muslim country. And all the Muslims, regardless of the position of their government, they should volunteer to go to Iraq and fight the infidels. And once you bring in the religious aspect, it's like you're getting the genie out of the bottle. It's very difficult to put it back in."
And it's an argument being heard even in parts of Cairo where Americans have long been welcome. Cairo's Mahdi neighborhood is home to many of the Americans living in Cairo, many of whom get their shoes repaired here at a small shop run by a construction engineer turned cobbler named Tariq. He says 80% of his customers are Americans, diplomats, businessmen, and teachers from the American school nearby. Tariq says he considers most of his American customers friends, but not their government. This war, he says, is a religious war, plain and simple. "Of course this is a war against Islam. They say that Saddam is a dictator, but why him? Why now? All the Arab regimes are dictatorships," he says. "After the Americans finish in Iraq, Iran will be next, and then maybe Egypt. It's the new colonialism," he says. "First there was the British, now it's the Americans." Fahmi Hawedi is a columnist for the Al Aram Daily. He says he doesn't believe the attack on Iraq to be an attack on Islam, but he says he understands why many Egyptians do.
"In this time now, the people, they are full of anger. I think this will push people to explode. When you see Muslims killed by American missiles or American planes."
And that anger, he says, isn't likely to go away with the end of Saddam Hussein's regime, even though pictures of Iraqis cheering the regime's demise are beginning to show up on Arab satellite TV networks. The war may be nearing its end, but the battle for the hearts and minds of the Arab people, one of the war's political goals, may take a great deal longer. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Cairo.